one to walk with all by myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. For you. I'm all for certain it's you that...
Hi, Pop.
Hi, son. I sit at a nice table, don't I? Me and Julia Childs. Ain't misbehaving. Mashed potato.
Hey, Pop.
Hey.
Say, what are you so happy about this morning?
Well, I know something that you don't know and it's making me happy.
Oh, yeah? Well, what is it?
Yes. Something that would make me really happy.
Lena Horne's gonna move in with us.
Now, look, don't tell no jokes about Lena. You know how I feel about her. You can talk about anybody else, but don't mess with the Horn. Now, be serious. Something that would really make me happy. Guess.
Something that would make you happy. President Nixon's not gonna run.
If he come through, watch, he will. I mean, oh, well, you ain't gonna never get it. So I'll just tell you. You ready? I got it. I woke up with it this morning.
Is it contagious?
Oh, you know what I mean. I got the number for the day.
Oh, Pop, don't tell me you're doing that again.
219. Now, that's it. And don't be spreading it around because I don't want nobody else playing it. 219.
I thought you were through with that foolishness. Now, you haven't played the numbers in over a year.
Well, I had one of my special dreams in over a year.
Oh, you had another special dream.
Yeah. See, I was dreaming that I was riding a train all night long, Kansas City, Omaha, Denver, China.
China? How'd you get to China on a train?
Well, I told you it was one of my special dreams.
I don't think I want to hear anymore.
Wait a minute.
You and your special dreams. I've heard about them for the last 18
years. Well, let me finish telling you about what happened in the dream. See? I had this great big suitcase bulging with money.
Was it that old beat-up bag of yours with the rope?
Nope. It was a brand new vinyl job with a chrome handle.
Well, then that explains it. You picked up the wrong suitcase.
No, let me explain the dream to you. See, I looked it up in Lucky Lucille's dream book. See here? Wait a minute. I'll find it here in a minute, boy. Because I was reading it this morning. Oh, here it is. See what it says? Riding on a bus or a train. Number 219. See, if you dream you're riding on a bus or a train, it means good fortune will smile on you this day.
Just because Lucky Lucille's dream book says that the number for riding on a bus or a train is 219, then you're gonna bet on it.
Well, that's not the only reason. See, guess what number the bus was that I was riding on?
What?
12. Now, add up the numbers in 219.
2 and 1 is 3.
And 9?
12.
12. Now, don't that give you goose pimples?
No, it gives me a pain. Now, listen, I don't want to hear no more about these numbers. I want you to forget about them.
Forget about it. It's money in the bank.
Pop, do you know what the odds are on winning in the numbers?
Yeah, 600 to 1. If you bet 10 bucks, you win $6,000. $6,000? We could pay off the mortgage, and all of this would be ours.
I'd rather have the $10.
If you just bet 5 bucks, you get $3,000. We could get a new truck and get a dishwasher and a television for the bedroom and have some money left over to go to Chinatown.
Forget it.
Well, what about 3 bucks?
No.
2?
I said no.
How about a buck? Well, what if I found 9 other guys chipping a dime apiece?
Now, listen, I'm telling you for the last time to forget about the numbers. Now, I want you to forget these get-rich-quick schemes and start concentrating on doing an honest day's work around here for a change.
Who are you talking about doing an honest day's work? Me?
Yeah, you. Now, Monday, you were supposed to straighten out the radiators.
My back was killing me.
Tuesday, you were supposed to paint some signs for the yard.
With my arthritis?
Wednesday, you were supposed to get the tubs together.
My feet were giving me trouble.
And you know what's going to be bothering you next? Your stomach. Because I'll be gone and it'll be empty.
Well, I won't be around much longer to bother you.
Oh, don't start that.
It's true. I'll be going to see your mother soon. And you won't have to worry about how much I eat. You can have it all to yourself. You just be a big fat orphan.
Listen, I've heard this before, so I'm leaving.
Well, you'll wish you'd listen to me when my number comes out.
Now look, you. I know exactly how much money you've got in your pockets. And if you bet as much as one nickel on the numbers, you'll be sorry.
And you'll be sorry you didn't bet with me, because we could win a lot of money together.
Listen, I don't want anything from you except some work done around here, and this is what I want. Now, one, I want you to separate the bicycle parts. Two, pile up the tires. Three, stack the tubs.
And four, call undertaker, come take me with you.
Now, look, Pop, that little bit of work is not going to kill you. Now, I'm coming back here for lunch, and I expect to see all this work done. And remember, no numbers. You got that?
Well, you can just push a guy so far, you know. You can work a man so hard, and then he'll just collapse and stretch out. And that's what I'm going to do now. Collapse and stretch out.
Hey, Pop, I'm home. Hey, Pop. Just helping you with your bath. Would you like your back scrubbed?
You think you're smart, don't you? That's a dangerous thing to do, wake up a fella like that. What if I had been unconscious?
Oh, I knew he was unconscious, all right. Now, when a man is laying flat on his back and his eyes are closed and there's funny little sounds coming out of his nose and his mouth, then he's unconscious. I see you got a lot of work on that. You didn't do one thing that I asked you to, did you? Are you gonna stay in this tub all day?
Well, listen, will you let me explain? See, I started to do it. Everything, the tires and tubs. Then I got this hot feeling all over me. You know, I thought I was going to faint. I didn't know what to do.
Well, what did you do?
Well, you know that medical book you bought called 1001 Diseases in the Home? Well, I looked in it to see what it was I had. And you know what I got?
What?
Menopause.
Menopause is something that a woman gets.
Well, maybe I caught it off of some woman.
It's not something that you catch. It's what happens to women when they get to a certain age. Now, I don't want to talk about that no more. Get out of that tub. All I know is that you didn't get no work done around here, Pop. And you're still not going to get nothing done, because here comes your friend Bubba to waste some more of your time.
Hi, Bubba.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Lamont.
What's up, Bubba?
Fred, I don't know how to ask you this.
Well, go ahead, Bubba. I mean, go ahead and ask.
Well, man, I'm broke. Could you let me have $5?
You caught me at a bad time, Bubba. I got it.
You know, I did a dumb thing this morning. I put my last $10 on a number. Thought I had a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I dreamt I was trimming Christmas trees.
That's 374.
Right. Could have won $6,000. $6,000. Well, Fred, thanks for the $5.
Hey, wait a minute, Bubba. You happen to know what number came out today?
The one on riding a bus and train.
219.
That's it.
219. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You remember I was telling you about my dream 219, dummy? If I just put $10 on the last $6,000 now.
Yeah, yeah, Bubba had a dream, too.
Oh, you call that a dream? Anybody dream about trimming Christmas tree in September is a born loser. If I'd have bet $5, I'd have $3,000.
Okay, Pop.
$3,000. If I'd have just bet $3, I'd have $1,800.
All right.
If I'd have listened to you, I wouldn't have nothing. But I didn't listen to you. I bet $1 and won $600. Six big ones.
All by myself.
Hey, Pop, you home? Hey, Pop! You up there, Pop?
Did you get that ridiculous-looking outfit? And where have you been? Now, you were supposed to help me unload the truck, and you just disappeared.
Allow me to answer your second question first. To begin with, you don't ask a gentleman who has just won $600 to help you unload. The gentleman is already loaded. He's trying to find his own way of unloading the load he's loaded with.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, and to answer your first question, this ridiculous outfit was purchased at Phil's Fashion Box. They said it was very popular at the Kentucky Derby.
You mean the roller derby?
It's also my traveling outfit.
Traveling outfit? Where could you possibly be going in that ridiculous getup?
Where would you go? Go somewhere and have some fun, take a trip. What would you do with six big ones in your pocket? I mean, five big ones, because I left one big one at Phil's Fashion Box.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I thought you were going to be smart about it and put that money in the bank. You know, there's more important things that we could use that money for than a trip.
Well, you name something more important than taking a trip, and maybe I won't go.
All right. The truck could use four new tires. This house could stand a new paint job and some decent furniture. And I, for one, could use a new outfit myself. What do you say now?
I'll drop you a postcard.
You're really gonna go, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going, and you could be going too if you hadn't tried to stop me from playing the number.
You mean to tell me you're gonna blow $500 on a trip? Do you mind if I ask where you're going?
A place I've always wanted to go before I die. Intrigue, excitement, wildlife, big game.
Don't tell me you're going to Africa.
No, I'm going to Las Vegas. See right here?
It figures. You win some money, and now you're gonna blow it on a crap table.
Crap table? You know I can't shoot no crap with my arthritis. But it's just right for holding them handles on slot machines.
Well, I'm not gonna say another word about it. Just go ahead, have fun.
I will.
Don't even think about me.
I won't.
I begged you not to go, and what was your answer?
I went.
You know, you're really a selfish old man. Do you know what it says in the Bible, Pop? God loveth a cheerful giver.
And there's another one in there that I like. It also says, take thee care of number one. That must be Bubba. He's gonna drive me to the airport.
You mean you're gonna fly?
All the time I'm gone. Ethel.
Hello, Fred. Hello, Lamont. Fred. I heard about your good luck. Congratulations. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Las Vegas, you know.
Oh, good. And I brought you something to help you celebrate.
Why don't you sit over here, Ethel?
Something just for you, something you like very much. Pigtails and black-eyed peas.
That's so nice of you, Ethel. Thanks. Delicious.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure glad somebody can enjoy them, because Lord knows I sure can't.
Huh? What are you talking about? What's the matter?
You don't want to hear about it.
What's the matter, Aunt Ethel?
It's my gallbladder.
It's your what?
My gallbladder. But you don't want to hear about it, do you, Fred?
No, not while I'm eating pigtails.
What's the matter with your gallbladder, Aunt Ethel?
Plenty. The doctor says it's supposed to be the size of a pear. Mine is the size of a Persian melon.
No kidding.
Imagine walking around with a Persian melon inside you.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm supposed to have an operation.
Oh, when are you going to have it?
When I get the money.
Yes, I see what's keeping Bubba.
Well, how expensive is the operation?
They're very expensive. I've got most of the money, but I need an extra $200. But you don't want to hear about it, do you, Fred?
Gee whiz, Bubba ought to be here by now.
I wish I had the $200 to give you that, so you could have that operation, Aunt Ethel. But hey, wait a minute. Why don't we ask Pop? He's got it.
I'm going outside and see if I can see Bubba.
Pop, did you hear that? Aunt Ethel needs an operation on her gallbladder real bad. I think we ought to give it to her. I mean, Las Vegas will always be there.
And so will her gallbladder. Look, let's leave everything where it is.
Well, Pop, I think you ought to help. I mean, this isn't just anybody. This is Aunt Ethel, Mom's sister. Did you ever stop to think you might be the one to save her life, Pop?
Oh, wait a minute. Say, Ethel, what did the doctor say? I mean, is there any danger in case you don't have the operation?
When will you be coming back from Las Vegas, Brad?
10 days.
I'll be with Elizabeth by then.
Did you hear that, Pop?
Yeah, I heard her. Well, listen here, Ethel. I don't know how much pain it is having a gallbladder removed from your stomach, but I bet it don't compare with the pain of having two big ones removed from your pocket.
Fred, do you mean it? Is that for me?
Yeah, go on, take it.
Oh, Fred, I don't know what to say. I think I'm gonna cry.
Me too.
Fred,
I don't want that.
Thank you, and bless you. Bless you, Lamont. Bless you both. And bless this house.
Don't say nothing to me. Don't say a word. You think you're gonna keep me from going on my trip, don't you? Well, you're wrong. I'm going anyhow.
Oh, Pop, I was just gonna say that was a nice thing you just did. Doesn't it make you feel better? Don't you feel warm inside?
Yeah, like heartburn. That's Bubba now, late by $200 and a gallbladder. Well, I'll see you 5 days instead of 10, son. Say, Bubba, ain't you gonna take me to the airport?
Say, what's the matter with you, Bubba? You sick?
Now, don't tell me you're sick, Bubba. Need operation, because surgery is closed for the day.
How could she do that? How could she do this to me?
Who do what to you? Who you talking about, Bubba?
Remember my ex-wife, Maxine?
Maxine. Is that the one that cut up your clothes when she left you that day?
Yeah, Max the knife.
Well, what happened, Bubba? What did she do?
She sued me for back alimony, and I didn't have it, so they took my car.
So in other words, you can't drive me to the airport.
In other words, I can't drive myself to work. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, don't worry, Bubba. I'll call myself a taxi.
Well, how much do you need to get your car back, Bubba?
I need $250, Lamont.
Is that all? Did you hear that, Pop? All Bubba needs is $250 to get his car back.
Is this tax cab coming? Listen, this is a serious emergency now. I want y'all to rush right over here.
Now, listen, Pop, you gotta help him out. Now, Bubba's in trouble. He's your best friend, and you're the only person that can help him out.
He needs $250. I only got $300 left.
But, Pop, he won't be able to go to work without his car. Now, Bubba's in big trouble.
What about my trip?
Well, what about it? Now, if it was the other way around, you know Bubba would give you that money. He wouldn't think about nothing else. What do you say, Pop?
I say goodbye, Las Vegas. Hello, Watts. Bubba, here's the money for your car.
Gee, Fred, I really do appreciate this.
Don't you kiss me, Bubba.
Look, I'm going to get the car and drive you to the airport.
For what, Bubba? Watch the plane take off and land? I ain't got no money. Bubba. I can't go nowhere.
I'm sorry about that, Fred. But you see, you saved my life. Bless you, Fred. Bless you, Lamont. Bless this house.
Satisfied now, huh? I'm broke. That's what you wanted, so I couldn't go nowhere.
Hey, Pop, you gave that money to Aunt Ethel and to Bubba because you're a good person. Now, you are. You don't want to admit it, but you got a big heart.
It's not my big heart that got me broke. It was your big mouth.
All I know is that you did two nice things today, and you still got $50 left.
You want it? There it is. Take it. It's yours.
No, Pop, I couldn't. Take
I don't
it.
Need
you
it. What
money.
I need it for?
Here, take it back.
For what? Here comes another touch here now.
Mr. Sanford?
Yeah.
Mr. Sanford, I'm with the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
And we're doing an in-depth story on people who win these private lotteries. I heard you hit the number today.
Where you hit at?
Oh, we have our ways. You know, what I'd like to get is a nice picture of you holding up your winnings, if I could.
Hey, that's really too bad. You see, my pop gave most of the money away to some of his friends who needed it. All that's left is his $50.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's it.
That's all it is.
Well, that's all there is. That's all there is. I'll take it.
Great day in the morning.
It's a sticker.
Hold on, hold on.
Hey, are you not in the Los Angeles Times?
If I was, would I be doing this, dummy?
Say, what are you doing?
In case anybody else come in and ask me for some of my winnings.
Say, what's the matter, Pop? Didn't you sleep well last night? Could you repeat that again, please?
I said terrible. I was up all night and had a nightmare.
No kidding. What kind of nightmare?
Well, I was dreaming I was walking down the street with no clothes on.
Well, that must have been a nightmare for the people on the street, too.
Then the cops started chasing me.
Oh, that's a nightmare, all right.
And it turned out that the cop was a woman.
Uh-oh. Now the nightmare becomes a fantasy.
And she was chasing me. And she finally caught up with me, and she's writing me a ticket when she noticed I didn't have no pockets. Then she started chasing me again.
That's a common dream, you know, walking down the street with no clothes on. Lots of people have that dream, Pop.
Oh, yeah? I didn't meet anyone I knew. It was terrible. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. Let me look in my book.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna look in here and see what Lucky Lucille got to say about that dream.
Oh, Pop.
That's right. Here it is right here. Here it is. Dreaming about walking and or running down the street with no clothes on. Number 186. 186. That's unbelievable.
Why?
That's what I weigh, buck naked. I ain't gonna let no hunch like this pass me by.
Don't tell me you're gonna play the numbers again.
I'm going down the pool hall now and putting my numbers in.
Well, what are you taking a suitcase for?
Because this time when I win, I'm going from the pool hall straight to the airport.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.